This episode is brought to you by IVP. Traditional leadership teachings and styles haven't changed much in years. Yet, women and people of color need space for their gifts and values to shine in innovative ways. In her book, Nailing It, Nicole Massey Martin inspires us to crucify our ministry idols and nail our outdated leadership practices to the cross. Sharing leadership principles, case studies, and pastoral wisdom, Martin uncovers why successful leadership demands suffering and surrender. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Nailing It for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com. This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table. Your word is truth, your
word is life. Presented by InterVar City Press. Your word is truth, your word is life. A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwem. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Proverbs chapter 22. A good name is to be chosen rather than great wealth. Good favor more than silver or gold. The rich and the poor are meant together. The Lord is the creator of them both. A shrewd person saw danger and hid himself. But the naive passed on and paid for it. The reward for humility and fearing the Lord is riches and honor and life. Thorns and snares are in the path of the perverse, but the one who guards himself keeps far from them. Train a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not turn from it. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. The one who sows iniquity will reap trouble, and the rod of his fury will end. A generous person will be blessed, for he has given some of his food to the poor. Drive out the scorner, and contention will leave. Strife and insults will cease. The one who loves a pure heart, and whose speech is gracious, the king will be his friend. The eyes of the Lord watched over a cause, and subverted the words of the treacherous person. The sluggard has said, "There's a lion outside. I will be killed in the middle of the streets." The mouth of an adulteress is like a deep pit. The one against whom the Lord is angry will fall into it. Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far from him. The one who oppresses the poor will increase his own gain, and the one who gives to the rich, both end up in poverty. The sayings of the wise. Incline your ear and listen to the words of the wise, and apply your mind to my instruction. For it is pleasing if you keep these sayings within you, and they are ready on your lips, so that your confidence may be in the Lord. I hereby make them known to you today, even you. Have I not written 30 sayings for you? Sayings of counsel and knowledge, to show you true and reliable words, so that you may give accurate answers to those who sent you. Do not exploit a poor person because he is poor, and do not crush the needy in court, for the Lord will plead their case and will rob the life of those who are robbing them. Do not make friends with an angry person, and do not associate with a wrathful person, lest you learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare. Do not be one who strikes hands in pledge, or who puts out security for debts. If you do not have enough to pay, your bid will be taken right out from under you. Do not move an ancient boundary stone that was put in place by your ancestors. You have seen a person skilled in his work. He will take his position before kings. He will not take his position before obscure people. Leviticus chapter 19. Religious and social regulations. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Speak to the whole congregation of the Israelites and tell them, 'You must be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy. Each of you must respect his mother and his father, and you must keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. Do not turn to idols, and you must not make for yourselves gods of cast metal. I am the Lord your God.'" Eating the peace offering. When you sacrifice a peace offering, sacrifice to the Lord. You must sacrifice it so that it is accepted for you. It must be eaten on the day of your sacrifice and on the following day, but what is left over until the third day must be burned up. If, however, it is eaten on the third day, it is spoiled. It will not be accepted, and the one who eats it will bear his punishment for iniquity, because he has profaned what is holy to the Lord. That person will be cut off from his people, leaving the gleanings. When you gather in the harvest of your land, you must not completely harvest the corner of your field, and you must not gather up the gatherings of your harvest. You must not pick your vineyard bare, and you must not gather up the fallen grapes of your vineyard. You must leave them for the poor and the resident foreigner. I am the Lord your God, dealing honestly. You must not steal. You must not tell lies. And you must not deal falsely with your fellow citizen. You must not swear falsely in my name, so that you do not profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. You must not oppress your neighbor or commit robbery against your neighbor. You must not withhold the wages of the hired laborer overnight until morning. You must not curse a deaf person or put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. You must fear your God. I am the Lord. Justice, love, and propriety. You must not deal unjustly in judgment. You must neither show partiality to the poor nor honor the rich. You must judge your fellow citizen fairly. You must not go about as a slanderer among your people. You must not stand idly by when your neighbor's life is at stake. I am the Lord. You must not hate your brother in your heart. You must surely reprove your fellow citizen so that you do not incur sin on account of him. You must not take vengeance or bear a grudge against any of your people, but you must love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. You must keep my statutes. You must not allow two different kinds of your animals to breed together. You must not sow your field with two different kinds of seed. You must not wear a garment made of two different kinds of material. Lying with a slave woman. When a man goes to bed with a woman for intercourse, although she is a slave woman designated for another man, and she has not been ransomed, or freedom has not been granted to her, there will be an obligation to pay compensation. They must not be put to death, because she was not free. He must bring his guilt offering to the Lord at the entrance of the meeting tent, a guilt offering ram. And the priest is to make atonement for him with the ram of the guilt offering before the Lord for his sin that he has committed, and he will be forgiven of his sin that he has committed. The produce of fruit trees. When you enter the land and plant any fruit tree, you must consider its fruit to be forbidden. 3 years it will be forbidden to you. It must not be eaten. In the fourth year, all its fruit will be holy, praise offerings to the Lord. Then in the fifth year, you may eat its fruit to add its produce to your harvest. I am the Lord your God. Blood, hair, body, and prostitution. You must not eat anything with blood still in it. You must not practice either divination or soothsaying. You must not round off the corners of the hair on your head or ruin the corners of your beard. You must not slash your body for a dead person or incise a tattoo on yourself. I am the Lord. Do not profane your daughter by making her a prostitute, so that the land does not practice prostitution and become full of lewdness. Sabbaths, purity, honor, respect, and honesty. You must keep my Sabbaths and fear my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Do not turn to the spirits of the dead, and do not seek familiar spirits to become unclean by them. I am the Lord your God. You must stand up in the presence of the aged, honor the presence of an elder, and fear your God. I am the Lord. When a resident foreigner lives with you in your land, you must not oppress him. The resident foreigner who lives with you must be to you as a native citizen among you. So you must love the foreigner as yourself, because you were foreigners in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. You must not do injustice in the regulation of measures, whether of length, weight, or volume. You must have honest balances, honest weights, an honest ephah, and an honest hin. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from the land of Egypt. You must be sure to obey all my statutes and regulations. I am the Lord. Your word is true. New Testament reading, Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 through Galatians chapter 6. But I say to you, live by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh. For the flesh has desires that are opposed to the Spirit. And the Spirit has desires that are opposed to the flesh, for those are in opposition to each other, so that you cannot do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, depravity, idolatry, sorcery, hostilities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish rivalries, dissensions, factions, envying, murder, drunkenness, carousing, and similar things. I am warning you, as I had warned you before, those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also behave in accordance with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, being jealous of one another. Support one another. Chapter 6. Brothers and sisters, if a person is discovered in some sin, you who are spiritual, restore such a person in a spirit of gentleness. Pay close attention to yourselves so that you are not tempted too. Carry one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Let each one examine his own work. Then he can take pride in himself and not compare himself with someone else. For each one will carry his own load. Now the one who receives instruction in the word must share all good things with the one who teaches it. Do not be deceived. God will not be made a fool, for a person will reap what he sows, because the person who sows in his own flesh will reap corruption from the flesh. But the one who sows to the Spirit will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So we must not grow weary in doing good, for in due time we will reap, if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who belong to the family of faith. Final instructions and benediction. See what big letters I make as I write to you with my own hand? Those who want to make a good showing in external matters are trying to force you to be circumcised. They do so only to avoid being persecuted for the cross of Christ. For those who are circumcised do not obey the law themselves, but they want you to be circumcised so that they can boast about your flesh. But may I never boast except in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything. The only thing that matters is a new creation. And all who will behave in accordance with this rule, peace and mercy be on them, and on the Israel of God. From now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear the marks of Jesus on my body. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers and sisters. Amen. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Gracious God, we thank you. We thank you, O Lord, for teaching us your ways, your character, your ethical will for us through your word. God, forgive us for the times that we feign cluelessness, O Lord, not knowing what to do. There's much confusion about our life and about our world, but there are times when things are clear. We just don't want to do them. And so, God, I ask for your forgiveness and I ask for your empowerment of the Spirit that we would actually prefer kindness over coldness, that we would actually prefer openness over closeness, that we would prefer forgiveness over grudges, oh God. We pray right now that you would grant us the heart and the mind of Christ, oh Lord, to desire that which you would have for us. We ask, oh God, that we would choose your way instead of the ways of the world, the flesh, and the enemy. Instead, we would long to be like our Lord, long-suffering and patient and gentle, forgiving and compassionate. Oh God, make us more like Jesus. And we pray, oh Lord, that we will not turn so quickly from the very conditions of sanctification that you use to make us more like Jesus. God, would you deliver us from besetting sins that are reflected in that list that was described in the Galatians passage, oh God. Uncontrollable anger and outbursts that we may not do anything about, oh God, turning away from help and support and confession that we need in that matter, giving into the desires of the flesh that are not your will for us, instead of choosing and living in self-control, being jealous of others, coveting what our neighbors have, instead of counting our blessings and living in gratitude for the abundance that you have given to us. Oh God, correct us through your word. Correct us through your word, because when you correct us, it is to make us more like Jesus. When you correct us, it is not to shame us and to put us away. When you correct us, it is to make us fully whole. It is to grant to us a joy that comes through obedience and delight in the Lord. And so today, we receive your correction through your word. And we are grateful, O God, for the work of the Holy Spirit, correcting us even now, growing us up in the faith, moving us from milk to meat. We want to be real Christians in our heart. In Christ's name we pray, amen and amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.